Not yet. He ought to be here pretty quick now. I just seen Hector over with a raincoat for him. Slipped my mind to tell him just now, and he's been waiting for it.
Oh, dear. What does he want with a raincoat?
Well, you see, he's got a red flannel union suit on under his leopard skin he's supposed to wear, and I reckon he don't want to get the union suit wet or the skin.
Oh, but he can't wear a red flannel union suit under his skin.
He ain't wearing it under his skin. He's wearing it over his skin.
I mean, he can't wear a union suit under the leopard skin.
Well, sakes alive, Mrs. Yell, if he didn't have the union suit on, he'd be darn near naked.
He's supposed to be. Don't you understand? He's playing the part of a hermit, a recluse. And whoever heard of a recluse in his underwear?
That's what I say. He won't stand for it.
Stand for what?
Losing his underwear.
Oh, I didn't say losing. I said he was a recluse, a hermit, and he can't wear red flannel underwear.
I don't see why not.
Oh, you haven't the slightest conception of what I'm talking about. I don't even believe you know what a hermit is.
Well, I just certainly do. I looked it up in the dictionary, and it said a hermit is a kind of a crab. And I reckon a crab has got as much right to wear flannel underwear as any other insect.
Well, if Mr. Peters arrives here wearing flannel underwear, he'll just have to remove them, that's all, and dispense with them.
Well, of course, that's different. If he has his pants with him, it's...
He'll have to wear them.
It won't make no difference.
Yes, just a moment. Oh, I'm so nervous, I don't know what to do. Why doesn't he get here? The curtain is a half hour late already.
Oh, you mean he's got to wear a curtain instead of pants?
Oh, I mean the theater curtain. It should have gone up a half hour ago.
Well, I can pull the darn thing up right now if you want me to. There.
No, not yet. What? Let it down.
Oh, shucks, make up your mind.
We can't raise the curtain till Mr. Peters gets here. Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, why don't you get the orchestra to play another piece?
They only know one number, and they've already played it three times.
Shucks, that's all right. Every piece they play sounds the same. The folks out there still figured something different.
Oh, listen to that. We can't delay any longer. Look here, do you suppose you could play the hermit? Do you happen to know Mr. Peters' lines?
Yes, you do. I hear them say them enough, Lord man knows. Here, they go like this, you see. I am the hermit of the hills. I owe no man a bill. I live by my spear.
Yes, you can do it. You'll have to do it.
Yes, but that's just what he said in the first act. I don't know nothing at all about the next act.
Oh, by that time, he'll be here.
And wait a minute, besides, I'm supposed to pull up the curtain.
You'll have plenty of time for that. The hermit doesn't come on until the act is well underway. Oh, yes, and what about the rain effect? Has that been picked up?
Yeah, I don't know about that. You see, Hector's supposed to tend to that, and he's out looking for Eb.
I beg your pardon, but I'm looking for Professor Thistlewaite. He told me to be here this evening.
Professor Thistlewaite is leading the orchestra.
Well, could you tell me if I am to play the...
Just a moment.
I am supposed...
I haven't time to talk to you now. I've got to... Oh, Jeff. You help Mr. Winterbottom set up the rain effect.
Yeah, but so listen.
Never mind. Do as I tell you. Get that thunder sheet over there and...
Do as you're told.
Yes, do as you're told and get that fire hose that Hector was working on, too,
Listen. Listen. You just got to play the hermit. If you don't, the show will have to be called off. You'll have to refund everyone's money.
Yes, but Mrs. Yell...
Don't argue with me. I tell you, you've got to do it. Jeff, hurry with those rain effects.
Oh, darn it. Listen. The whole...
Get out there. Everyone.
Attention. Attention, cast. Attention, please.
Say, look. I couldn't find that lion's skin. I thought I had it in my trunk, but
I said quiet, please.
Yeah, but shoot, I can't go on.
You go on and play your part, no matter what's your grievance. I'm not going to tolerate any temperament.
Yeah, but shoot, look, I only...
That will do.
Yes, Jeff, shut your dad darn trap and give me a hand of this thunder contraption here.
Now, Kurt, the show will go on in 1 minute. Just as soon as I make my curtain speech. You see, some of my friends in the audience have insisted that I write a little poem for the occasion and read it before the show. I'll be right back.
And I'll hold a new skin up the entire bash there like that. Yes.
My dear friends of Corn Center, you don't know how happy I am to see you so interested in the little play I prepared for you. But before we proceed, the cast has insisted that I write a little poem and read it to you, if you don't mind. All the world's a stage. We children learn the school. Some play the poet, some the sage.
Wait, you dare turn fool.
And some the dead turn fool.
food.
I mean, each must play his given role and take life as it goes. We all should pause a moment and...
Wait till I blow my nose.
Wait till I blow my nose. I don't mean. We all must pause a moment and cogitate upon the scene. We play in private after all. It is not applause, but the serene, peaceful quiet of the wings, the second us, the comfort. That's when all of our lives are red.
Look out! Don't drop it on my head! I told you to look out, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, but darn the luck, I didn't know that.
Well, anyway, you...
What do you mean by interrupting my poem with that thunder device?
Yes, but shut, Mrs. Dale. We'll just fasten this up so it won't fall
down. I don't care what you were doing. You've made me the laughing stock of Corn Center. The laughing stock?
But look, we can't use that hose.
Oh, I've a good note. By interrupting my poem with that thunder device.
Yes, but shucks, Mrs. Dale. We'll just fasten this up so it won't fall
down. I don't care what you were doing. You've made me the laughing stock of Corn Center. The laughing stock?
But look, we can't use that hose.
Oh, I've a good notion to fire you. Both of you.
But shoot, I only want to tell you that fire hose.
Hey, look here, Missy. I just have you know I'm the owner of this show, and if there's any firing to be done, I'll do it myself.
Well, I don't care if you are the owner. I'm the director.
I don't care a thing about it.
Just a moment.
I beg your pardon, but I must have a word with you. Professor Thistlethwaite asked me to play the part
of... I tell you, I'm too busy to talk to you. You'll have to go on.
Oh, then I am to go on.
Yes, and don't bother me. Cast, quiet, please. We are going ahead with the first act. The Hermit will be played by a substitute. Yes.
Yeah, but Joe, my lion
skin. Never mind your lion skin. Are those rain effects ready?
Yeah, but darn it, that hose is...
Miss Hoyt, are you all ready? Yeah, sure. Well, I'll give the signal to the orchestra. And Mr. Winterbottom, you pull up the curtain. Ready? How calm and quiet it is in this birdland glade. So different from the favorite Russian city life. Here I will dwell forever and become a vile thing of the forest. But look, dark clouds veil the horizon. Thunder rumbles in the hills. Do I hear footsteps? Who comes through the storm? That's the cue for the Hermit.
Ah, 'tis I, the Hermit of the Hills. I own no man. I live by my spear.
Wait a minute, you damn fool. 'Tis I that's the Hermit of the Hills. Mrs. L. said
it. Wait, come back.
But my good man, Professor Thistlethwaite employed me to play the Hermit.
Come back, get off the stage. You're ruining the show. Oh, the Hermit, Hermit.
Hermit, oh gosh, I almost forgot my cue.
No, wait.
I am the Hermit of the Hills. I own no man. I live by my spear.
You're crazy. I'm the old spearman of the hills.
I am the old Hermit.
Dad Bennett, you're crazy too. I am the old hillbilly of the hills. I am the Hermit of the Hills. I own no man. I live by my spear.
The storm. That's the storm.